Well, thanks, Tom. It is an honor to be here. This is now my second year here, so we're excited to be here. I heard week 8 is the best week of them all, and that like the crazy people go to week 8, so that's why I'm glad that I'm here, and that volleyball is like, I haven't played volleyball in years, so I'm not even going to try, but I hear you guys are really competitive, and you exemplify the person of Jesus Christ while you're on the volleyball court all the time. God watches over everything, people. So, but we're glad to be here. My wife, Heather. Heather, would you stand and wave and do it right there? You'll probably want to hang out with her more. She's smarter and awesome. And she's actually a pastor at Elmbrook as well. She oversees our global partnerships, so she's traveling the world quite a bit. And I have 4 kids that I'm not going to embarrass right now, but they're the really smart, well-behaved, intelligent ones that are walking around the camp. So if you see a kid having a tantrum, it's not mine, it's yours. But my kids are probably leading your kids to Jesus. So that's just what... we do. What am I? I'm supposed to tell about the week. What I'm talking about? Okay, yeah. So flipping that, this week we're gonna do a series called "Greater Than," because I think a lot of us have deep struggles in life. We have hurts and disappointments and relationship issues and fears. So we're gonna talk about all these things. It's gonna be really depressing, but hopefully. Hopefully, through the end of it, you'll see that Jesus is greater than those things. So, Tom, I'm going to ask you to come on up and pray for me because I need it.
I asked him to let me pray for him, so let's do that. Father, we are so grateful for this week that we have together. Thank you for bringing us all here for this unique time. I pray for Jason, Father. I pray that you would really bless him and his ministry with us this week. We all need to come with open hearts, Father, and we pray that you would, through Jason, help to fill the voids that we have and help us to realize things about ourselves that we might not know about. And so I just pray a special blessing on him. I pray a special blessing on each one of us here this week, that you would use this week in our lives to draw us closer to you. So I thank you for the safety that we're going to have, for the good weather that it looks like we're going to have. And so we are grateful, and we look forward to a great week together. If we praise in Christ's name, amen.